Вы услышите текст. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
Some musicians are remembered for making music. Others are remembered for making history. That is what happened in the summer of 1969 when some of the most well-known musical groups and singers of the 1960s were invited to take part in the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival. The festival took place on a private farm in Bethel, New York, which belonged to Max Yasgur. Before the festival began, organizers were hoping to attract 50,000 music fans. Before it was finished, over 500,000 people had crowded into Woodstock to celebrate 3 days of peace and music. It became the greatest music festival of all time and a symbol of the entire generation. Although the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, two of the most famous musical bands of that time, refused to take part in the festival, the organizers still managed to attract some of the biggest stars of the 60s. Joe Cocker, Santana, Jefferson Airplane, Country Joe and the Fish, Sly and the Family Stone, Jimi Hendrix, and many others. The 3 days of peace, love, and music began on the 15th of August 1969. Richie Havens was the first on stage, and when he improvised his famous Freedom song, the magic of the Woodstock Festival began. By the end of the first day, however, organizers realized that they were in serious trouble. All roads leading to Woodstock were jammed with traffic. Some jams were 30 kilometers long. Many people just left their cars on the road, adding to the problem. The traffic jam also made it impossible to get out of Bethel. There were parked cars and people camping everywhere. The festival guests put up their tents wherever they liked, so many people began arriving without tickets that the people who staged the festival had to make Woodstock a free concert. Max Yasgur's once green hillside changed quickly during the festival's first night. A heavy rain started and turned it into a muddy swamp. Hundreds of people, however, took off their clothes and had fun in the mud. Jimi Hendrix was the last to perform. He ended his performance with his psychedelic version of the American national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. The people clapped their hands in unison. By the time Jimi Hendrix ended the concert, three people had died and two children were born. Many more were sick from the effects of drinking too much alcohol and taking too many drugs. And yet, in tune with the idealistic hopes of 1960s, Woodstock satisfied most of the guests. There was a sense of harmony, peace, and happiness.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Some musicians are remembered for making music. Others are remembered for making history. That is what happened in the summer of 1969 when some of the most well-known musical groups and singers of the 1960s were invited to take part in the Woodstock Music and Arts Festival. The festival took place on a private farm in Bethel, New York, which belonged to Max Yasgur. Before the festival began, organizers were hoping to attract 50,000 music fans. Before it was finished, over 500,000 people had crowded into Woodstock to celebrate 3 days of peace and music. It became the greatest music festival of all time and a symbol of the entire generation. Although the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, two of the most famous musical bands of that time, refused to take part in the festival, the organizers still managed to attract some of the biggest stars of the 60s. Joe Cocker, Santana, Jefferson Airplane, Country Joe and the Fish, Sly and the Family Stone, Jimi Hendrix, and many others. The 3 days of peace, love and music began on the 15th of August 1969. Ritchie Havens was the first on stage, and when he improvised his famous Freedom song, the magic of the Woodstock Festival began. By the end of the first day, however, organizers realized that they were in serious trouble. All roads leading to Woodstock were jammed with traffic. Some jams were 30 kilometers long. Many people just left their cars on the road, adding to the problem. The traffic jam also made it impossible to get out of Bethel. There were parked cars and people camping everywhere. The festival guests put up their tents wherever they liked, so many people began arriving without tickets that the people who staged the festival had to make Woodstock a free concert. Max Jesger's once green hillside changed quickly during the festival's first night. A heavy rain started and turned it into a muddy swamp. Hundreds of people, however, took off their clothes and had fun in the mud. Jimi Hendrix was the last to perform. He ended his performance with his psychedelic version of the American national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. The people clapped their hands in unison. By the time Jimi Hendrix ended the concert, 3 people had died and 2 children were born. Many more were sick from the effects of drinking too much alcohol and taking too many drugs. And yet, in tune with the idealistic hopes of 1960s, Woodstock satisfied most of the guests. There was a sense of harmony, peace, and happiness.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.